Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Whoa, mysterious girl. I wanna get close to you.
I've got a fun fact about that song.
Your body close to mine.
That song, not on the dance school that we went to. What? I went to like some extra ones.
What? What extra dance school classes?
So that friend that you had.
Okay.
She went to another
dance
occasionally.
Really?
And me,
I didn't know
me
this.
And Letitia went.
This is literally a secret.
No, it's not a secret.
I never knew this.
You just forgot.
I did not forget. I never knew you went to a separate dance school without me.
I got a first place trophy.
What?
For that song.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
What?
Move your body.
Were you going
to
Gedling at that Gedling Ballet School at that
time?
Yeah,
I think. Do you know what I actually think it was? I think it was a summer thing. I literally went twice. Mm. I think it was. Don't worry.
Well, I
think it was like summer afternoon kids clubby thing.
Oh.
But yeah, Letitia went and your other friend went.
Oh. Interesting.
And I will always remember to that song. She gave me a first place trophy. I still got it in my childhood bedroom. Yeah, I'll always remember the moment. She was like, she had this trophy in her hand and she was looking at all the students.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, I'm not fucking getting it. I was like at the back. And then she was like walking closer and closer towards me. And I was like, surely not.
Ooh.
And then she just gave it to me. I was like, and I got first place.
Wow,
I
feel
like
that's amazing.
That's the only time I've got like first place in anything.
Wow.
And I've still got it. That song always, that's a memory for
me.
See,
I remember my earliest memory of
dance. It's a great song.
Remember when, so we do exams, weren't we?
Yeah.
What was the very first, what was the like low grade called? The lowest grade? Like when you were young?
Primary?
Primary? Primary? Yeah, is that what they were called?
Yeah, was
when
it?
We were like children.
Yeah, almost like
and
babies.
And I remember, like I was a child, but I remember, maybe we were like 10, 12.
Oh, well, that's not. Are you all right?
We weren't babies, but we could move and groove. Maybe
well, that's
we
not
were six,
primary.
Seven.
12.
At
we were ballet, in like grade
at
6.
Ballet.
Yes.
Grade 1.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
12 years old, grade 1. We would have been 5 in grade 1.
Oh, okay.
1.
But I feel like maybe.
We got up to grade 8, and that was when we were 15.
Okay, so. Anyway, the first one we did, whatever. I feel like you weren't there yet.
What do you mean?
I've got a story.
Well, then you would have been 4.
4 years
12? What is wrong with your brain?
Okay. Well, but I remember this though. Was I that young?
Yeah, you can be 4.
Okay.
Because I joined when I started school, and I started school at 4 and a half.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
so if it was before I was there, you would have been 4.
I remember anyway. I got 100%. I got 100%. Distinction. Dawn, 100% in that exam. Dawn, our dancer, she'd never seen 100%.
She didn't know what
she
that was.
She thought I was going to be the next Darcy
Ballet.
Bustle.
Stop.
She thought I was going to be her new star because of that.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember her. It was such
like
a big
you.
Deal. And she was like, it was like a big deal. It was like 100%. You know, I think, you know, I did better than Rowan and that lot.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like, whoa, this is our new ballet star.
Wow.
But then obviously the boobs came in and things didn't work out. But for that moment of time, I thought, this is my life.
This is my future.
This is my future. This is my career. Wow. I take this seriously now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have joined. Maybe that's what threw you off.
Yeah, I think those are the factors. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. But yeah, God. So we're both real big successes in the ballet world then.
Yeah, and the dance world
and
in general.
Dance world in general. Mm.
We often got distinctions.
We did.
We always got distinctions, apart from one time we got a merit. Yeah. And we were like, what the fuck?
I don't remember that.
We only get distinctions. Yeah, we always got distinctions.
Yeah, we always got distinctions.
It was pass, merit, or passes? Distinction. And we always got distinctions, apart from, I think it was maybe like grade 7, because Dawn said, like, I don't want anyone to be disappointed because this examiner was very, very strict.
Yeah.
Everyone has been marked down. And I think oh my God, of course. Because she had a conversation with us two after.
What? Being like, you've not done very well.
No.
Oh.
Being like,
oh,
girls,
just you two
like,
have got distinct.
No. Let me speak my story. Stop trying to finish it for me. She was telling us, because all the class have got merits. Oh. And she was like, I know you girls always get distinction. Oh. But like, this examiner was super tough. I don't want you to be hard on yourself. I don't want you to be... And Leticia was there as well.
Oh.
I was like, I didn't want you to be disappointed.
Because remember,
like,
we never did our exams for intermediate and what, because they were
way
complex
too scary.
Ones. So what they would do is the woman would sit there and go, do a rond de jean as you play. And you'd have to just do it. It was like
it.
A fucking French fucking
it was a
French
lesson.
Speaking fucking lesson.
It was.
And I was like, Dawn, you haven't even taught us this anyway. Did
that
you?
That was what you had to do in your own time.
Yes. Oh, that was extra studying.
Yeah.
But
and we were
take,
like, we were no. like,
The 100% distinction for me, that was years ago. That was the highlight. And
yeah.
Then just...
But we didn't often get put in the same exam, did we?
No, because we would distract each other. So we had to be separated.
I always remember when we did get put in the exam in the same exam one time, and we were sniggering and we were laughing.
Because then... I think someone did something. No! That girl fell. Do you remember she fell? Or she fucked up
like,
or she fucked up the routine and we were like, fuck. And because basically what it was, we'll move on from this, but it's like four of you in the same exam, and then you take it one
you
by
wear
one.
Ribbons, pink, blue, white and yellow or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then you take
you
it one
always
by
have to go at the front. I fucking hate it. I never had to go at the front.
Well, yeah, because
I hated
if
it. You had no
front,
one to copy.
You have no one to copy just in case.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you do your bar work.
Yeah, so then it was one by one. You had to do this little routine. I swear to God, she fell.
She
and we were like... And you just, at the sidelines, you have to watch, like, remaining composure. And we were like, oh, fuck's sake. And then maybe we had to go after, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think one of us had to go after.
And I remember I was laughing at you. Or like we were, I think.
But then it's like, I can't watch Sophia do her dance solo because I'll be fucking sick at her taking something seriously. And like trying her best at a routine.
I was stood at the side. You were doing your routine. We'd like locked eyes. And then you like were like and then I was like sniggering on the sideline, and then the member of the examiner like looked at me and I remember this the moment perfectly. I had to switch my facial expressions to look as if I was in awe,
yeah,
and that I was like smiling at you like, isn't she amazing?
Yes.
And then I looked back at her and she was like smiling along, and then she and I thought
they were scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, it built our character. It made us strong women.
Absolutely.
Didn't they, though, those exams?
Those distinctions.
Absolutely.
Nothing we can't do. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally, because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, so welcome back, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's time for our question of the week.
This is a very good question.
This is a very good question of the week. So this week we have, what was, really think about this, guys. Take your time. There's no rush here for the answer. What was the moment you realized he wasn't the one?
See, for me, I feel like there was a lot
of moments.
Yeah, you just have like moments where you're like, am I having a good time? No. I think that was my one. Being like, I don't think I'm having a good time.
Don't think I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. I think it was just like, I just don't think I'm having a good time.
So not even necessarily anything that he did. No. More of just like the self-reflection.
I would say in the past, for like, the first relationship was definitely like, this guy's a fucking psycho. Twat. Like, who is this devil? And then that was a slow realization. But yeah, maybe it was just like, I don't think I'm actually having a good time right now.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't really want to do that with you at the week. You know, just like those. It was more of myself.
Yeah. Well, you guys have got some good responses. So this is actually quite an interesting question to ask.
Have
your
you
friends.
Said what we asked?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have. Haven't I? What I was the moment you realized he wasn't the one? Yeah.
Yeah. Hit us. Hit me with your rhythm stick. What?
I just want to start with a good one.
What do you think the rhythm stick is? It's not an innuendo for a penile, is
it? Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Because what's that song about the lolly?
What is it? I want to take a ride on your
disco
stick.
That's what I'm thinking of. Disco stick. Is that what we're meant to call them these days?
That's what Lady Gaga calls them.
Guys, am I looking like Lady Gaga today?
I don't know what rhythm stick is.
So right. Do I look like Lady Gaga today?
Yeah.
Thank
Beautiful
you.
Beautiful girls.
Hit us.
Right, I'm just going to read them all because I'm looking at them all and I don't know where to start. When I realized my friends loved and appreciated me more than he did.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a sad...
I found myself changing who I was and my opinions to save the ag.
Yes. Yeah, because I actually saw something last night and it was saying that generally, as girls... I think I was actually watching Too Hot to Handle. And they were having a session with like an expert.
Expert, yeah, I like
And it was a session with the girls. Mm. And it was about relationships or whatever. And she was saying that generally speaking, as girls, we'd rather just like... kind of push something aside or agree to disagree,
yes.
or like not speak up or like not say
not
our
challenge the argument
yes.
further.
Yes, not say our true thoughts and feelings just because we just want it to just to move on.
Yeah.
Kind of, and just like, you know, push it to a side and just like, and because we'd rather not be hurt in the moment, but really we're making it worse for our future selves.
In the future.
And I thought that was interesting. I thought, yeah, that's actually something...
That's a good take.
Yeah.
When we argued every time we went out for a drink.
Alcohol fueled arguments.
When he didn't comfort me when I cried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
When he dumped me.
Yeah, that'll be one. That'll
yeah,
do
that'll
it.
Do it. That'll do it. It.
That will do it.
Had to apply for jobs for him when he dropped out of uni. Unmotivated is an ick.
This is a
good one. I feel it's maybe quite common. I can relate to this. When the idea of a long-term future with him made me anxious rather than excited.
Yes, it should make you feel calm and
at peace
and excited for the future.
Walked out of Barbie. That is
Fuck
so
off.
True. So we know a girl who went on a low-key date to watch
Barbie.
The Barbie film, and she was like, it's just making me see him differently because of his response
to
the film.
He was
like, take your Bryans to watch Barbie and judge them on their response to the film.
Yeah.
Because he was like, if you haven't seen the film, you won't really understand, but he basically had a negative reaction, didn't he?
He had such a, like...
And he was like, Barbie, like, is so, like...
Oh, but that was just, like these out of... These horrible opinions of it.
And it was like, So she was like, that's red flag. That is a red flag.
It is, because, like, shut up.
When he showed me the pros and cons list he made about me.
Fuck off. Why are you showing... Number one, okay, fair enough if you've got that, whatever. But hopefully that was just in the beginning when you were deciding. Hopefully you're not writing that wire in the relationship. Number two, why are you showing me?
Right.
I'm not showing you mine.
He would apologize but not change his actions.
Actions
when he turned up to the cinema with plain rice cakes as his snack.
I mean, listen, I do appreciate a rice cake, but only the salt and vinegar one, fish sour and cream cake. And chive.
He was the shortest one in the group photo. Aww.
Listen, some of these short kings, you know, that he can't help it. He can't help it, can he?
God, when he would be so amazing for 2 days, but then ignore me for four.
Fuck off.
How we literally ran out of things to talk about. We sit in silence.
Ooh, I hate that. That's so scary. That is scary.
Toe socks, like gloves, but for feet.
That would make me shiver.
Sat in the pub with his family at Christmas. His brothers all had their arms around their girlfriends being affectionate, and he didn't touch me. And when he would call and I would dread answering.
I mean, what?
Yeah, that's a sign.
That's definitely a sign.
Where? Oh my God. When he said he didn't believe in marriage after being together for 9 years.
9 years?
You can change your beliefs. Right. You can change your beliefs.
Right. But it's like, you've been with me for 9 years, babe. Nine years. When did you think?
That's just a soft launch of a breakup. Yeah. He's wanting you to break up with him.
Yeah. Yeah, pushing you away a little bit, maybe.
When he wore ribbed skinny jeans.
Ribbed? What do you mean ribbed?
I think she means ripped.
Ooh.
No.
I
took a noodle off his plate and he got angry.
Just one single noodle. Jesus.
He made me feel insecure about things I was passionate about.
That's not good. That's giving, like, you know, when you say, oh, look out the window, look how beautiful that sky is. And they're like, and they don't whatever. That's exactly the same as
we
that.
We weren't going to see each other for over 2 months and I didn't blink twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you know.
When you're not even, you don't care that you're not going to see them. Yeah.
Yeah. When he told me he didn't want me to come on his family holiday because I would ruin it.
Fuck off. Ew.
Sounds
like your attitude stinks.
His mum said I wasn't allowed to stay on a school night.
Okay.
He was an only child and was 28.
A school night.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Please, Mum, even though it's a Wednesday.
Oh, Mummy, please. Sir. Mummy, please. Can Susie stay? Oh.
School night. I'm 28.
Oh.
Oh, so this girl said, when did you know he wasn't the one? When I got engaged. Oh, so that kind of like realization of
future dread
shit
sinks in.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, God. I wonder how many proposals I'm going to get.
Wonder how many proposals, like what's the ratio of proposals being called off?
Yes. Shall I Google it?
Yeah.
Like what is
I reckon like quite a few.
How many proposals get called off a year?
Yeah. I actually saw this thing last night on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was this video of this man and this bride and groom cutting their wedding cake. And yeah. Groom like did something really stupid and just like sort of punched the cake and like put it on the floor. Obviously, like wedding cakes so
fucking
expensive.
Wait, say that again. Excuse me. The groom
they
punched
were there
the cake.
Doing their like cutting the cake, yes. And then he like almost put his fist into it, like yeah, ugh. And like smashed it. Ugh. But the everyone filming it was like,
like it disgust. Wasn't like it wasn't funny. Like playful.
And then the bride was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, because obviously the cake's so fucking expensive.
Right,
and obviously it's there to feed everyone. And also some people,
it's
like,
dessert.
They keep their cake. They freeze it. You have it on your year anniversary, like whatever.
Yeah.
And anyway, I went to the comments. And one of the top comments was like, as a wedding photographer, a sign of a marriage that like, if you want to know whether your marriage is going to work or not, basically. She said more times than not, if the groom embarrasses the bride on the wedding day, they get divorced. It doesn't last. That was her theory.
Right, because that makes sense. Because is that kind of them being like, I don't want this day to be kind of like, not, what am I trying to say? Do you know what I'm trying to get at?
I do know what you're trying to get
at. Trying to just like ruin your day a little bit because...
Trying to not make it like lower the tone of it almost.
Yeah, try and be like, oh, like I don't want, like, right. whoa. So it's almost like if it was your birthday.
Yeah.
And they try and ruin your birthday a little bit. Yeah. You know, cancel plans, don't get you a present, purposefully don't, you know, get you balloons or whatever.
Or just aren't in a good mood.
Aren't in a good mood on your birthday, and they kind of do it on purpose because they don't want, you know, because they don't want...
Because it's your having a great day.
Yeah, because it's your day, and they're like weird and jealous and insecure. Mm. It gives me those same vibes.
That same energy.
Yeah. Some of you will get what we're getting at there. Oh, that's really scary.
Yeah. So
it's like, don't embarrass, like, we can be playful and stuff, but like, don't like embarrass me on my wedding day.
Right. Because she like didn't take well to it. She was like, what are you doing?
Oh my God. Did you see that TikTok last night?
Which one?
And so this lady's got engaged. Yeah. She's getting married. She's got a wedding planned. Mm. She sends a message to her bridesmaids saying, hi girls. You know.
It was real.
Yes. She's like, you know, this is, hello, can't wait for you all to be my bridesmaids. Mm. I have bought all the bridesmaids' dresses. They are all size 8. They are all size 8. Excuse me? So I suggest some of you hit the gym. Yes. Literally like that. Well, I like size 12s and whatever. Like, not we're not all size 8s. Also, right. Like, what if I'm a size 4?
Right.
It's going to be fucking hanging off me. Yeah.
What?
And then also in this message, it's like quite a weird passive aggressive message. And she's like, also like, I also want clean fingernails. I also want shoulder length hair. So please get extensions or cut your hair if needs be.
What? Shoulder length hair. Cut my hair for you.
Yeah. Shoulder length hair.
Also shoulder. What? There? That's the weirdest.
I don't know. Yeah. Because she was like, get extensions or cut your hair. And then she was like, and also.
So a lob, basically.
Right. And then also in the message, it was like, also a reminder, this is my Venmo. Please make sure you send over that $500 for the honeymoon fund. Thank you guys. This is going to be great. If we all make it great, this is going to be
so
great.
So why was that on TikTok? Did she?
No, someone was reading it out or some
shit.
Oh
my God. Is not real.
Sophia, wow. It was a message.
Shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like, I'll step down. I'll step down.
I'll rather just.
I'll retire this role.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Proposing in public. I don't know. This is just what I Googled. Yeah. I know this will completely gone off track. But proposing in public isn't always a good idea. Apparently nearly 50% are rejected of public proposals. 50%.
I thought they meant like they say yes in public and they'll say no afterwards.
Right. Okay, but in general, apparently, 1 in 4 women have turned down a proposal.
Good for you, girls.
Apparently, yeah. 1 in 4 women have turned down a proposal.
Wow.
Yeah, love that for us.
Imagine the power of turning down a proposal. Someone being on their knee.
I love that.
No, shan't.
Yeah.
Shan't. Anyway,
but then it's like, how are we on such different pages?
Or is it the fact of like, we kind of always thought we were on the same page, but like that girl just said, the moment I actually got engaged, it was like a light bulb went off and I realized that actually I don't want this anymore.
So if we weren't in happy relationships and then someone proposed, sometimes
a relationship, they just start coasting.
Yes.
Like, we've all been there. You're in your relationship. It's okay. Like, the weeks are rolling by.
It's not life-changing.
You've planned a date for the weekend. Maybe you've got a holiday coming up. Like, life is just rolling. Mm. And then until something actually happens, like, for us, it was COVID that made us, like, actually stop and think, do I actually want to? And I can imagine, like, an engagement is, like, the same thing. Like, it's a stopping point where it's like, oh, let me actually reflect and really think about this and not just, not keep posting.
Yeah. So in that moment, if you got proposed to and you weren't happy, would you say yes to the proposal in the moment and then break off the engagement at a later date?
Probably.
Or are we rejecting them on their knees?
I would like to think I would reject them on their knees. But if I'm being realistic.
In the moment.
I probably would.
In the moment, I'd probably forget my doubt. If it was a really good proposal, a really good ring, a really good proposal.
Yeah.
Like the works.
Yeah.
My dream location.
I've almost like convinced myself that it was going to work.
That it was going to work.
That it was right. And this is what we needed.
Mm. Yes.
And then maybe, night.
Yeah.
I'd be falling to sleep thinking,
shit.
Next few days, I'd probably
be. But then
that's
the beauty of an engagement.
I wouldn't
call it off in a couple months
I wouldn't want to like tell anyone or start shouting about it. I wouldn't be like ringing my friends and family like, guys. please look.
Yes.
I'd be like, let me just sit on this for a sec before I let people know this is.
Yes. But then he's calling your mum. He's calling your family. Well, then your mum will just know. Mm. Mum, she'll be like, are you okay? Should we talk when you get back?
Are you sure?
She'd just know.
Oh God, I liked that question of the week. Let me see if there's any more at the bottom. Yeah, we should.
I feel like we should ask it more regularly because there's always going to be new ones.
Always some good ones. When he got me gold jewelry and I'm a silver jewelry girl.
Yeah, right. How can you not know me?
How do you not know me?
Right.
Oh my God. When my brother said, "You're going to break up with him," and my mum said, "She will, but just not yet."
Yeah. So, yeah, because so the mum's just
she
know.
Will, but it's not just yet.
The mum's just know. Mum's just know.
Oh, God. When I was able to write a list in my notes of reasons why I shouldn't be with him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you know.
Because that list shouldn't ever be too long.
Right. Should there be a list?
No, there probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
If you're getting to the point in your relationship where you're having to write a list
and think, I need to get these thoughts out on paper. Yeah. I've been there. It's not a good sign.
Yeah, you're not meant to be, babe. I don't think it's a good sign.
No. Stop forcing it.
Because imagine your man sat down writing a list about why he doesn't want to be with you.
I just need to think about this girl.
Do I want to be with her? Right, so reason number one.
She's got some pros, but there is this and there's this. Yikes. Okay, right. Let's get into some dilemmas. Let's get to the reason why we're all here on this Wednesday. Baby.
Okay. Right, we've got dating for 3 months, but he is still on dating apps.
Okay.
Because, which is fair.
Let's talk about dating. Here we go.
Yeah. Hi, girls. So I've been dating this guy, Brian, for 3 months. For context, I'm 21. He is 24. Nice age gap.
Nice.
We met on a dating app and have seen each other consistently once or twice a week since.
Okay.
That's really positive.
For 3 months? Wow.
So let's say if that's one a week for 3 months, what's 4 times 3, Sophia?
12.
Yeah. So over 12 times.
Over 12 times.
Yeah.
Potentially 24 if it's been twice.
Potentially
a week.
Let's round it off to 20, I say.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
20 dates.
That's like every single date almost for the month of February.
That is so many dates. So we've had a few hiccups, mostly over a lack of communication. Sometimes with me not hearing from him for most of the day, but he explained he isn't a big texter and doesn't feel like we need to text all the time because he knows we'll pick it back up. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so you're just kind of getting to grips with how each other works.
Works.
You're kind of realizing that he's not really a texter. You kind of are. So that was something to get used to.
So you've been trying to understand each other. And she goes on to say, I have quite an anxious attachment style and he is very secure. So it's been hard to navigate this.
So you're looking for that like reassurance.
Yes.
Like if you leave and say bye in a weird way, I think you don't love me anymore. And that kind of vibe.
And you kind of see texting constantly as
that reassurance.
Yeah. So it's like if he's not, you're then thinking, well, he doesn't like me then.
Yeah.
Because he's not texting me good morning this morning.
Yeah.
So it's been hard to navigate this, but I feel like we have definitely got there.
Okay.
We have the most amazing time when we are together. We can spend hours chatting, love doing fun, competitive dates, cooking nice meals together, or equally can spend a whole day just cuddling on the sofa watching a series. Aww. You guys are giving boyfriend, girlfriend.
Watching a bit of Our Planet.
Love that.
Have you watched that yet?
No. But yeah, because you know what I had to do last night?
What?
Buy my own Netflix. I've been kicked off the family household.
You're joking.
Yeah, I can't get in. I've been kicked out.
Why are you being kicked out?
Saying this TV is not part of the household.
Yes.
Both my TVs.
Yes.
Both
yes,
my
yes,
TVs.
Yes. Yeah.
So $15.99 a month now. That's me. I've got my own account now.
Yeah. That's this new feature they've
Fuck
got. Because my mum said, have you changed your password? Because I fund the whole family home, all their Netflix. Uncles, you name it. Every grandparents, everyone's logged in.
Yeah.
And people were saying, have you changed the password? And I was like,
kicking them
no.
all out.
And it was like, we've been kicked out.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, guys.
I've been kicked off. Because it was a couple of days now. I was like, I've not had Netflix. So I was like, oh, I can't be asked with this. Like, this is hassle. Like, doesn't let me on. $15.99 now.
Mm.
So now I'm using my Netflix.
Yeah.
You know?
I use Netflix almost every day.
Yeah. So it's I was having it. To go to Amazon Prime, but like, oh, what can I find on Amazon Prime? And then, you know, I was like, Discovery Plus. So I was like, what's on Discovery Plus then? Yeah. And where else was I going? Yeah, Disney. I watched the Nice Chick Flick.
Yeah. Apple TV.
Love Apple TV. I do actually forget Apple TV exists.
Great things on Apple TV. Silo. I never finished Silo, actually. Blackbird. You never finished Silo?
No, but I will. Because I was watching it on my phone, wasn't I?
I got faded out in the middle a little bit. And then at the end, it got really good. Yeah,
I think
again.
Maybe that's what's happened to me. I think I got faded out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apple TV has got the best. The Morning Show. Yeah. Yeah. You'd love the Morning Show. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. Steve.
And I actually do want to watch Only Murders in the Building.
Severance.
Great
on Apple TV.
I've seen Severance.
Only Murders in the Building. That's Disney.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. That's good. And then what did I start with? Can't think.
We watched Quarterback on Netflix.
No, but I saw it. I will. That's now really I've got good. My Netflix back. Okay, so we are both at the same stage of life where we are focused on our careers and it's nice to share the same.
Sorry. How did we get there? I forgot about that.
Because she said we were sat on the sofa watching series.
Okay.
Oh, I missed this sentence out. Sorry. I've spent lots of time with his closest friends and we really get along all together. Okay. So he's brought you around his friends. So you're not like a secret.
You're not a ghost.
Like that's the worst if like you're like some secret that he doesn't want to take you around his mates or like they don't know that you even fucking exist. And then it's like, okay, we've got an issue on our hands here.
Yeah. What's the problem again? I forgot.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot.
He's still on dating apps.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, let me just read this. So we're both at the same stage of life where we are focused on our careers and it's nice to share the same level of ambition.
Yes, of course.
As someone, I know that there is someone willing to listen to any work stress I have and help me work through it. Okay,
got it.
You guys are like...
Yeah, power like couple. Let's boy, go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've had a hard day today.
Oh, tell me all about it.
Yeah, and he's listening.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Maybe so, giving you a bit of advice. You know, you're thinking, I like this.
And that's nice to have someone on your team and just to chat to you like that. So we haven't had the chat of being boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah, as truthfully, I'm quite traditional and feel like he should ask me off his own back. So I've been waiting for him to do this. It definitely feels as if we are reaching that point though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been like, this is my
new boyfriend.
You're thinking
like, I'm waiting. This is coming. This is on its way.
However, I recently noticed he had around 15 people follow him. So you've seen that number jump. And you're thinking, I've seen this story before. I've read this in a novel before.
Who are these girls? Right. Clapham. Right. Fuck. Stop. 22.
Right.
Works in marketing.
Yeah.
Shit.
Listen, 15 girls, all girls.
Yeah.
Similar age, similar location. Shit.
We've been here before, guys.
He is busy.
We've been here before.
But 15?
Remember that guy you used to talk to?
Big conversion rate,
isn't it, though? All his followers would be these girls.
Yes. And I'd be like, all girls, all young,
all
blonde.
Look the same.
All blonde.
We
clearly
all
had a type.
We all looked the same.
all pretty similar. All in the similar fucking three boroughs.
Yeah. Yeah. Scary.
Scary. So... I think I've seen this story before.
This feels familiar.
Similar location. The only realistic way he has met these girls is through a dating app.
Of course.
You've not been out and met 15 girls and they've all decided to follow you, babe.
No.
Oh, no, I guess he's followed them. So I guess they've not followed him back yet.
Some of them maybe
have.
How
embarrassing if zero of them have followed them back.
That's what you need to check. That's the important thing. See if they followed him back.
But yeah. But still...
Still, it's weird. But like, if they followed him back, then it's like, oh, you've actually maybe like you're talking
made
to
a
this
connection.
Girl. Because girls don't follow just any guy back.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But guys will follow any girl.
Yeah, which is embarrassing.
Embarrassing. But let them follow us. But like, girls just don't follow them back.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you like them.
So I played the devil's advocate and checked his Hinge. He had updated all of his prompts and all of his pictures. Oh,
there's nothing worse than seeing that, is there?
Oh my God, with one pic.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
With one pick being literally from a couple of weeks ago. So this is fresh.
He thought, I need some new meat. Let's refresh this profile.
Yeah, because when you're satisfied and dating someone and you see it going somewhere, you're not thinking, I need new fresh meat in this scene.
No. You're not thinking, I should update my Hinge.
You're not thinking
I need
that.
Some new prompts on there.
Yeah, so look, I'm glad you've
seen it
and know where you stand, clearly, because... Yeah. I knew he would have the apps as this is how we met and we haven't discussed deleting them or anything.
Okay.
They are still on my phone, but I honestly can't remember the last time I scrolled through.
Right. So they're still on your phone too, but you're not thinking, I should get some new pics.
Yeah, because you're having a nice time with this guy and...
It's not on your mind.
No, because you're consumed by this guy right now. I didn't think he would be actively matching and following girls 3 months on.
Right.
I don't know how to address this. Part
it's
of
kicking
me,
the teeth. That's really going
to
sting.
Part of me feels like I should just end things now and give him no chance to explain, as I think it's very clear sign he's still looking for someone. But another part of me wants to not address it and ask him where he sees us going, and that by the 3 month mark, he should know what he wants. And then if he makes it exclusive, tackle the conversation of deleting the apps. I don't know if it was silly of me to just assume he wouldn't be adding other girls without having a conversation about it, which is what makes, which is what wants me to give him another chance. But I think this is definitely thinking with my heart over my head. Please help. I am seeing him on Thursday. So I'll address this then.
So you have got another date in the diary. I mean, do you know what I would do, I think, if I were you? I think, if anything, it's not... I know it sounds like a bad thing and you're probably like quite upset to see that. Like, why wouldn't you be? You've been seeing this guy for 3 months. But it also like is a bit of an insight into where they're at.
Oh, yeah. And it tells you everything you need to know.
You can just like match that energy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well then like that's fine. But like then I'm going to do the same then. Like you update your profile, get some new pics on there. Keep matching with people. Yeah. Like even though you may feel like, oh, I didn't want to do that. I really like this.
But like reality check.
Reality check, exactly. Like now you know, like, okay, well, this guy maybe has been leading me up the garden path a bit. Yeah, he obviously does like me because we're going on these consistent dates.
Yeah.
But if he isn't like all about me right now, then I'm not going to be all about him. Yeah. Like you can still keep seeing each other, having a nice time. Yeah. But if anything, like it will help you like almost put a bit of a wall back up because you've probably been letting that wall come down and you're like getting in your feelings and you're starting to imagine the feeling. Future now when you think the girlfriend proposal's like coming up in the next few weeks and at least this is like okay well reality check we're not quite
reality
there yet
check.
I now know what he's doing so I'm gonna follow suit and you just update your profile because he may be looking at you and thinking she's updated her pics and then he'll be thinking I don't know
he probably thinks she's obsessed with me like I'm gonna do whatever I want
just act the same
100% like you're still dating him you're not exclusive with him, you're still getting to know him.
It's not a game or being like tactical. It is literally just like a reality check of like okay check. Well like I'm gonna like distance myself a little bit because I like you, but if that's how you're gonna move then like I'm gonna move like this too. I don't care
I'm still
if you
single
know or not.
I'm still single.
Exactly.
Like remember you are still single and until he lets you know otherwise
you are a single girl
and you need to start acting like one because reality check. It's good because we're not going to be being delusional anymore.
We're not running away
with all you know with this future which might not happen now. Like, let's just match his energy. And it's a good job that we found out, to be honest.
It's a great job you found out.
It is. And don't bring anything up. You should not have to initiate any sort of conversation.
Don't bring it up.
I think maybe the next time he wants to see you, kind of be like, no, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not available
all the time
to you. Like, and I'm not going to be now, especially because of what I've just found out.
Yeah.
Like, so no, you can't see me at the weekend. I've actually got plans.
I've got plans, sorry.
And like... match his energy and then just see how it goes. And if he's still, if this keeps going on for another couple of months, sack him off.
Just leave it.
Because it shows that he you know, just wants to keep things casual.
Mm. Like likes you, but then he's obviously thinking, oh, but could I do better? And still need, maybe yeah. there's still someone better out there.
And the thing
like,
is, we don't want to be dating a guy
yucky
who...
Yucky attitude to have.
We don't want to be dating a guy who's not all for us, no. to be honest. So like, if you're dating me and you're still looking elsewhere, then I would rather...
After 3 months.
Then
that's
I
significant.
I would rather just find someone else because yeah. you should be obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Like you should be. Like, and if you're not obsessed with me, then there's something wrong with
if
you.
If we've seen each other once or twice a week, even for 3 weeks,
yes.
4 weeks,
yes.
like I would expect you to like not be refreshing your profile.
Yes, because I'm
let
incredible.
Alone 3 months.
Yes.
And we're seeing each other on Thursday, yes. fucking tomorrow.
Like, so we're actually seeing each other midweek now.
Right.
It's not even just weekend thing. This is mid Thursday.
It's a school night.
It's literally a school. I've got work in the morning and I'm wasting my time to see him. Yeah. No.
I think, look, you can either, depends what kind of like personality you are. You can either think, you know what, if you're not all about me, then I'm not all about you. I'm out of here. Like, you're still on dating apps. You're like, whatever, not interested. Or like we said before, you just think, okay, reality check. I'm going to match that same energy. Mm-hmm. I'm a single girl. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the same. Mm-hmm. I might arrange a date with someone mm-hmm. else. I might really like them. Mm-hmm. Like, go down that route. Mm-hmm. Or I don't think you should have a conversation. I don't think you should bring it up, to be honest.
I don't think you should either.
I don't think you should
because
talk
you,
about it.
You know where he stands.
You know, you've got your answer. You know. So
nothing,
why do you need to hear it from his mouth?
There's nothing he can say.
No.
Like, if anything,
he'll
only
lie.
Exactly. He's only going to lie and try and make you feel better about the situation, but it'll be lies.
Yeah.
And then we're going to believe him and then we'll get hurt even more
yeah.
a couple months down the line because he lied.
Yeah.
So
either match his energy and keep seeing him along with other people or just get rid of him.
Yeah. I would be tempted to be like, do you know what? If after 3 months you're not completely obsessed with me, get out of here, mate.
Yeah.
Because
it makes you, it gives you the energy of like, oh, well, I'm clearly not ticking every box.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I'm clearly missing something in your eyes.
Like, I'm not 16th best.
You're still looking.
16th.
Right. Literally.
Like, fuck off with that. No, absolutely not.
And also, if you're seeing me on Thursday, does that mean that Saturday night is safe for someone else?
Right. How much time have you why got am on
I
your hands?
Why am I
Sophia,
getting the midweek dates?
How
who's getting the
right,
weekend dates?
Who's getting
That's
Saturday
what I
night
know.
Prime time?
Yeah. That's an expensive slot.
I think he's got too much time on his literal hands.
He's a bit of a serial dater.
Like, how has he got time to be following 15 gals, seeing me on Thursday, seeing 2 girls at the weekend?
Yeah. There is like the argument that, okay, you haven't had this exclusive chat, but also like...
If he's feeling it, he should initiate it.
Yeah.
And close things off.
And it's disappointing that you... I've kind of been thinking like we haven't had the chat, but we basically I'm kind of feeling like we're there.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like the girlfriend thing's going to be coming up soon. Like you want someone to be like there will be someone who's on the exact same page
there
as you.
Be.
Like, yeah, we've not had the exclusive chat, but I've not gone on dating apps and I'm going to make her my girlfriend.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's not
Don't
impossible. That's not an impossible thing to ask
Do
for.
Do not make excuses for him.
Yeah.
Like, it is easy to be like, oh yeah, well, you know, like,
well, technically we've not said we're exclusive.
Yeah, but like, actually the facts are that he's been seeing you for 3 months, 24 fucking dates,
yeah,
cuddles and snuggles and everything,
and he's still
out there looking for his next
because then
target.
It just makes me think like, so when he like gets a nice thing going with someone else, with Susie on Saturday, are you then going to start being distant with me and then slow your replies down, then
not
be arranging dates, and then I'm kind of like getting slowly ghosted.
Yeah, and that is something we do not want.
I think this is a blessing in disguise. You now know where he stands and you can do whatever you want now. You can act accordingly now. You know what he's doing.
Same.
Rejection is redirection.
It is 100%
and protection.
100%.
Okay, on the same line of conversation, just a super short one. How long before following up? Hi girls, I'm wondering how long I should wait to follow up if a guy I'm interested in on a dating app isn't replying. It's just weird when a guy
not sending no message.
Just reading the rest of what she said though. It's just weird when a guy is all excited and is the one to bring up hanging out, like the one suggesting dates.
Yeah.
And then when I give him my number to plan something, he isn't messaging me. We weren't replying to one another very quickly to start with. And he did say, I'm not on here much on the app.
Right.
Which I don't really like as an excuse. But now it's been 2 days that he's had my number to put together a plan and nothing. Is that totally fine? I should keep waiting to hear back. If he doesn't reply, should I reply again and ask what's up? How long should I wait? Or should I just give it up if he doesn't ever get back to me and take that as a sign that he's not interested?
I think don't message men, him. With men, actions speak louder than words, okay? Yeah. So until you've been on this date, this magical date that he's been suggesting,
made an action.
Until he's like, until you're physically sat on that date,
yeah.
In your mind think, nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, because men can chat a lot of shit. Oh yeah, let's go out for dinner, la la la. What's I want to take number? You here. What's your number? I'm definitely going to text you. Mm. Until I'm sat in that seat, with looking my porn from star you. Martini looking into your eyes
at that table,
no date is on the cards.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a reality check.
Yeah,
in those kind of situations, like I'm just gonna assume that you're just chatting utter shit until you're actually doing what you say you want to do. Baby. Right. Something we all need to learn here, okay? Let's not get a tattoo of any sort of name, any sort of initials, of any sort of man or partner we have out there until, I would suggest don't do it until you are married and wed. And even then I'd go,
I question it.
Come on. Mm. Unless it was hidden lower back, under the armpit, you know, those kind of behind the ear.
If he was also tiny, getting one of my
bottom,
initials,
you know, I get it on the bottom of my toe, my big, you know, I get base, it on my pinky toe, base of my pinky toe.
If he was getting mine too, I think okay, we're in this together. We're married now. Yes. Let's do this.
Even but then, I get it on my heel.
I am not getting a man's initials on me if they're not getting mine on theirs.
Because what am I trying to prove to you?
No, what am I doing?
No. Someone smacked me around the face.
Yeah.
Literally smack me round the
right now.
If Sophia was saying to me, "Yeah, well, I've got my tattoo appointment at 4 after this," I go, I'd have to pause this whole thing right here, and I go, "Do you think you're in some sort of dream? Because I think I need to smack the shit out of you just to make sure what you're
just to wake
just
you
to
the
make
fuck
sure
up.
You're woken and make sure I'm not dreaming too.
This is because real.
this can't be real. Don't care how much you love him. I don't care."
Why would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
Listen, I love tattoos. I think they're sexy. I think they're cool. I do think maybe one day we should get
but
one.
Initials.
I do think maybe one day we should get one just to say we've got one, but not the fucking initials of a man.
I can see husband and wife initials if we're both doing
it. Yes, if we're
like
both
I just
doing
said.
It. I'm not coming home with a surprise
no.
for you.
No, surprise! B for Brian!
You're my risk now. And he's like, oh, babe. And the reaction is stale as fuck. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake, what have I done
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
No.
That needs to be a joint tattoo date. Yes. We're both going. Let's go.
So that leads us on to tatted after 8 months.
Oh, if only we recorded this 8 months ago.
Right. With his initials. So this girl's been seeing this guy for 8 months.
Wow. So this time last year, you didn't know this man. And now his initials are inked on your skin.
It's very scary because if I was more impulsive, that could have been me a couple of years ago.
That could have been me too.
Yes.
That could have easily been
and
us.
And we'd be going to joint laser removal sessions.
Yeah.
Which apparently killed
more than the tattoo.
So she's saying, tatted after 8 months with his initials, but is he a liar?
You know what you need to go on? What
Here
was
we
that
go.
Show that we used to watch where they would like cover up a shit tattoo with something amazing?
Say that again. Sorry, I just missed
What was
that
show that we used to watch?
Yes.
People are going with like a bad tattoo.
Yes, it was
or
on Channel 4.
Of, the name
was
of
it,
an ex.
Was it BBC 3?
And these amazing artists
yes.
would create yes. something incredible. They'd like mask it.
Yeah, what's that Channel 4 or BBC 3 or E4?
Something like that. Yeah, what would it have been called
It was
then?
E4.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called.
Or was it
maybe... It was old TV.
But yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so it goes somewhere like that.
Me and my boyfriend have been together for 7 months now. Very intense.
You don't fucking
Very
say.
Lovey-dovey. Okay, so you guys
Very
fell
tatty,
in love.
Very tatty. Let's go.
Yeah. Get that tattoo.
Look, I love... It's for the plot. I love the spontaneity of
me
it.
Me too.
I love the young, wild
I wish
and free
we
attitude.
Were a, like, I wish me and Sophia had that fun energy.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish we had a couple taps.
Yeah.
Little, you know, finger tap, well, little love heart on the back
why,
of the arm.
That's why I say we need to get one.
What are we going to get, though?
Could be anything. A little...
Smiley face.
Little smiley face.
A little microphone.
A little bath.
Little bathtub.
That's cute. Mm. A little, so you what's know, the meaning a behind lightning that, bolt.
Then? Mm.
You know, I will get one.
Or a little envelope with a love heart on it.
That's
like
cute.
The emoji.
Like the emoji. I like the emails. I like that. Do you know what? Just a little heart for me would just a little outline of a heart, very very skinny. I even like the red ink.
Why don't
I like
we
the
get
red ink?
A skinny little red ink heart on like the last night of our next tour? Just
Oi,
fuck it,
Sophia. If you say I'm here,
should we do that?
Yeah. Why don't we do it in the promo video?
Just to show how committed
just to show how
we
hard,
are.
How hardcore we are to this podcast.
Just there, like that.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, fuck it.
Go on then.
Yeah. We're shaking on it.
We're going to get a tattoo. Although my doctor said I'm not allowed to get tattoos.
Oh, keloid scars.
I can get tattoos though. It's fine because I get my lips injected all the time.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Me and my boyfriend. I've been together for 7 months now. Very intense, very lovey-dovey. Let's just say he understood the assignment when it came to love languages.
Yeah.
We match really well and I've never been happier. We have matching tattoos of... Okay, they're matching.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, at least...
Okay, slay.
At least they're matching.
Okay, I love that then. That's really nice.
Okay. We have matching tattoos of each other's initials after...
Gorgeous.
After only being together for 7 months. His is of my name. On his hand, and mine is
hand?
A little bit
wow.
more hidden.
God, so he was brave.
But, yeah. So he was like, I love this girl.
Yeah.
Listen, thank
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to get
Listen,
Sarah on my
any
knuckles.
Any men.
Sarah.
Brian. Any men who want to get chintzier on them, be my fucking guest.
Especially on your hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be my guest. But.
What's that Drake song? Tap my name on you.
So I know it's real. Okay, Drake.
What's that song?
Yeah, that is it.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, tap my name, mommy, so I know it's real.
Something like that, yeah.
I love Drake. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. If you really love me.
Yeah, because actually I'm
tell
not,
me in ink.
Yeah, I'm not that sure
mm.
if you love me or not.
If you're committed.
Okay, but she's put big but. This is a big but. She said this is a big but. We recently decided as a couple to cleanse our Instagrams of people we either feel threatened by, had a past with, or were ever interested in. Fair question mark. Okay so you two came to a decision saying, look, let's cleanse the Instas.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of all the old flings, all the people who you never wrong. Like, why are you following Sarah still? Get rid.
Yeah,
like,
move on.
Let's condense this circle. Let's make this more of just family and close friends thing.
Absolutely.
There's this one girl who I did ask him to unfollow in the cleansing. My reason
in the cleansing.
My
it sounds like a ritual in the purging.
Yeah. Well, as we were casting the spell with the cauldron, as we were charging the crystals. Okay. So there's this one girl in particular that I did ask him to unfollow. My reasons being photos of her he has liked have previously been of her with her tits literally on show. She
right.
nailed the free nipple movement.
Free the nipple movement.
Free the nipple movement. Put it that way.
Okay.
Or commented things.
Oh, no!
So he's commented things saying,
oh,
you're
don't
at,
comment.
You're out of this world.
Why are you commenting that? So embarrassing.
I know. I'm thinking this is before they were together, but still.
Yeah, but
it's
still.
Embarrassing. Do you even know this girl? How embarrassing.
Right, that just gives me the ick.
Right. And girls, when I say she's literally the most stunning Instagram model ever, she really is. So
oh, for fuck's sake.
So she's literally got loads of followers. He's not even going to see her comment. His what? Comment anyways. How embarrassing for him. They did a...
Oh, you're
oh,
beautiful
wait,
too.
He does, oh, okay. So they do know each other. They did a modeling shoot together.
What, is he a model?
Must have been.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Oh shit. But I thought he was just a normal guy.
He's got your name tattooed in his hand.
Yeah, he loves you. But you're just doing the cleansing. So you're just saying, look, out of respect for me, get rid of this girl. Like, I appreciate you've worked together, but you clearly fancy her. Whatever.
Because you've said she's out of this world.
So they did.
And also she's a model.
Yeah. Like, obviously.
Come on.
So they did a modeling shoot together a year ago. And keep in touch. Keep in touch.
About what?
About what? Anyway, he agrees to unfollow and understands my point. Okay, positive. Okay. That's all we can hope for, right?
But also, like, I hate the fact that I've had to ask
you. Yeah, like,
hate that.
I didn't want to have to ask that at all. Fast forward.
Like, you should have just known that.
Oh my God. This is actually, okay, fast forward a few days later. I check his followers. As he is setting up a friend of his with a friend of mine, so I wanted to show her his profile.
Okay.
You were just naturally on it. To which I find he's followed her again.
Oh.
And she don't follows him.
Don't embarrass yourself, Brian.
But we're and in don't a embarrass but Sophia, me. We're in a relationship.
Right.
Why are you agreed to do something? You've got my name on your fucking hand. Like, who is
so
this
I know
girl?
It's real.
Right, if this girl is so important to you, why am I even here? If you want to pursue things with her, pursue things with her, but break up with me first. Like,
so what was his reason for following back? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
The thing is, this man probably is so stupid. He probably thinks he won't even realize. Like, and that, because men are from where?
Mars.
And where are we from?
Venus.
That is correct. Okay.
He thinks you won't realize.
Right. I think 100% he thought, oh, I can just sneakily do that again. She ain't going to know. Okay,
she thinks
fuck off.
Followed her.
Right.
Are you thick?
So why is it so important for you to be following this girl? And like, why is it so important that you still have communication with this girl?
Why is it keeping you up at night that you don't follow this girl? I'm imagining she's not on private if she's a model.
Right.
So it's not like you're not going to see these, I don't know.
Right, you can stalk if you want to look at her tits.
Right,
you can look
if you're
at her tits
desperate.
Right. So he did not tell me about this. I questioned Shock. Him. I pulled him up and I said, I've been on your followers and seen you followed, let's call her Sandra, back. His reply was, I forgot to tell you, it wasn't a big thing. I did it late the other night.
Yeah, it's even worse.
I've been thinking, I don't see the need for me to unfollow her as she is just a friend. She supports our relationship and is actually happy for us. I may work with her again, you know, in a professional manner.
Oh. Okay.
Still... Listen, okay, I get that's kind of a good point he's made.
That's
all right.
That's actually a fair point.
He might have to work with her, but also you probably won't.
But he might.
But also you probably won't. Like, what shoots are we doing? Are we on ASOS.com?
The same job.
Are we on Boohoo.com, ASOS.com, PLT.com?
I mean, I do get his point about, like, not. Yeah, if they have worked together before, they're both models, they're on the same shoots. I do get him not wanting to make, because that's like me with stuff.
Yeah.
It's like there's people that I want to unfollow, but it's like, oh, but I might bump into them, or I might see them at that thing, or oh, we might see them. And it's like, so I don't. Like, we've both said, like, oh, I want to unfollow them, but I probably shouldn't, because we might blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So
just
I get that, like, argument, but it's shit that this is the girl that you want him
you specifically
to,
said
yeah,
and he very clearly finds attractive and has clearly tried to make a move
because
on
also,
with the commenting,
like,
and stuff.
I kind of think if that was his genuine, like, assumption, like, if that was his first thought when you asked him,
yes,
can you unfollow her,
yes,
he should have said, oh babe,
he should have said,
like,
that straight away.
With work, that's gonna get a bit awkward, like, I don't actually want to do that, like, I'm really sorry, but I actually, like, you know, if I'm, he's like,
because
he should have brought it up then.
Yes.
Using that excuse afterwards now looks like you're just clutching at straws.
He looks
for
shady
excuses.
Now because it looks shady because what it looks like is you just agreed to shut me up and be like, yes, I'll unfollow her in the moment. Then thought, okay, late at night, I'll re-follow her. She's not going to know because you've not spoke to me about it. So how do I know that you were going to talk to
me
about
it? He just wanted to avoid an argument, I think.
And then you've brought it up because you've checked and he saw, oh, well, my excuse is that we're going to work together. Listen, listen, the excuse
I understand
works,
the excuse.
But also, like, the way you've gone about the whole situation makes you look like a liar. Like, like, makes you look shady and makes you look like a liar.
Because I also feel like if that was your genuine excuse, you would have come out with that straight straight away.
Exactly. Because
it would have been like, oh, well, I know her from work. Right. I'm going to shoot with her. Because, that would have been the first thing out your mouth.
Yeah, because that is the open and honest truth.
Yeah.
So the fact that he agreed to be like, yeah, you know what? I have had a history with this girl. I will unfollow her to make you more comfortable.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
It's weird that he's gone back on that.
I mean, she says, right, the story continues for a little bit. She said, anyway, the story continues. I asked him randomly, did she ask you why you unfollowed her? And if so, what did you say? He said, yes, yeah, she messaged me asking why. And I said, I got hacked and it was random. Then I thought, okay, fine. But for some reason, something didn't feel right. Girls, I went on his phone and clicked on his direct messages with this girl to find the chat thread had been deleted.
Yeah, because he actually said, my girlfriend asked why me to do this.
Why the fuck would you delete the chat? I don't understand. If there's nothing to hide, why delete it?
Yeah, because that's why.
I confronted him and he said he deleted it to start afresh and have less contact.
Bullshit.
Should I book tattoo laser removal or do I just give him the benefit of the doubt?
Help. I think he's just gone about this in the wrong way.
He's being Mr. Frantic in this and it's like, look, you look way more shady now.
Yes.
And I trusted you with my heart and soul and now you're deleting messages. You're messaging.
If you had just told the truth.
Yes.
You wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah, well, if you'd have just said, listen, I might have to work with her again, la, la, la. But then no, because he fancies the girl. Unfollow her.
Yeah, Sophia, he fancies her.
Like, imagine I got a new boyfriend, right? And he was like, oh, can you unfollow this guy? La, la, la. Am I going to go out my way to refollow this guy to piss off my new boyfriend?
No.
Like, why am I going to do that? I'm going to be all right, I'll unfollow him, whatever.
What if like, it was someone that you liked that you'd worked with in the past that you might see again? You'd be like, oh, it's all, I can't do that.
I know, but then also, the chances of them actually seeing that you've been followed are quite slim.
Yeah, they are quite slim.
They actually are quite slim, unless that person is going and searching you up and seeing if you're still following.
They are quite slim.
And also, unfollows, whatever, let's normalize them. Like, it's not that...
And also, like, the point of the bottom line is... You're the girlfriend. You should be the priority.
Exactly. It's actually a load of bullshit excuses from him.
Yeah. So like, and I shadiness. Understand. Yeah. I was kind of understanding earlier, like, okay, well, if he has to work with her again, blah, 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 blah. But then also like, if I said to my boyfriend, can you unfollow this girl? Which like, and then he did and then followed her back, blah, 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 blah.
Actually look at the facts.
It's like, well, if I'm your girlfriend, like my feelings should come first.
Not her feelings.
Not her feelings.
On the potential shoot that we're going to be doing in 3 months' time.
Yeah.
Right? It's a load of bullshit.
That we're probably going to have different call times for. Right. Not even going to be in the same
like, fucking... Yeah. At the end of the day, grow up. If you have to do another shoot with her, suck it up and deal with it. She's not going to stand there and go, you even followed me, la, la, la. Like, you're going to be professional on the shoot anyway.
And I think like, he probably messaged her being like, oh, sorry, like my girlfriend's blah, 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 blah. My girlfriend was on my phone and following all the like pretty
but
girls.
But then it does prove the point.
That's why he deleted the message. Because if he'd have actually said I would have been hacked, he would have showed it you.
Yeah.
He deleted it because he thought, I've made my girlfriend sound insecure here.
It proves the point that they fancy each other and that she clearly likes him because she's checking if he's still following her or not.
Well, whether she actually did message him could be a lie. Because he said, yeah, she did message me asking why. I find that hard to believe. Because if she's a model, if she's got followers, she's not noticing if one person's unfollowed her. Like, she's not checking.
Unless they're like messaging.
Yeah, but then it would, unless you go on that person's profile.
Well, yeah. But then
But then
it shows that she's like stalking him and likes him. It's like checking up on him.
But even then, like, I just don't believe that she said to him, why have you unfollowed me?
Yeah,
because
I know.
Because that would, like, you could be messaging someone. The only reason I would know if Chintzia has unfollowed me is if we can still be messaging, still be DMing.
Yeah, we can.
I go on Chintzia's profile. I'm following her. I would have to actually go on who Chintzia is following, type my name in and see it. And then I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, that's how you find out.
Yes.
So I just don't buy that from him that she messaged him.
At the end of the day, all it should have been is, hey, babe, can you follow this girl? He commented on a picture of her tits saying that she's out of this world. You know, la, la, la. Can you unfollow her, please? Yes, of course. That should have been it. The fact that he's it's all messy and now there's lies. I can't believe you now. I can't believe any sort of excuse. You've deleted a message thread with your bullshit lies saying, I want it afresh. I want to limit communication with her. I'm your girlfriend. You shouldn't even be talking to this girl unless you're on a professional shoot.
He's digging himself a hole.
Yeah, like he's completely gone about this like in the wrong
way.
So
what does she do? She's got tattoos.
I think three strikes and you're out. What are we going to do? End the relationship now?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
I think let's give him the benefit of the doubt with this situation.
Yeah, if we're thinking the best of this guy, right? If everything else in your relationship has been great and this has been like the first hurdle that you've come to, I think there's been a bit of panic from him. He maybe didn't want to unfollow her, but you asked him to, and then he refollowed her. He got caught in this lie. He's digging himself a hole. This could have just been like, I'd like to think if he could have his time again in this situation, he would just unfollow her and not fucking think about it. He would say, this is a girl from work, I don't want to make things awkward, like sorry, I don't want to unfollow her because of work. Like, he needed to pick one of those and go with it. The fact that he tried to be whatever is what's made him look bad. But I think if we think the worst of him, it's like, well, you could on a whole different rabbit hole. But
let's give him a second chance. Like, he gets one more chance.
Yeah.
Communicate to him, like, look, this whole situation
has not made you look good, Brian.
It's made me feel really weird, like, you know, about social media and you and girls. You know, obviously, we're not even hit the year mark yet. So it's kind of made me, you know, think about things. But, you know, I still love you. You know, I'm excited for our relationship. But, like, if anything like this ever happens again, it's going to prove to me that, you know, something's not quite right here. And I'll have to seriously think about this.
We'll be going to
and let him know, because let him know, like, you fucked up right now. And you're lucky I love you, and you're lucky I've got a fucking tattoo of your fucking initials on my hand.
Because
otherwise
I wouldn't be here.
I would give another chance.
Could be like passed off as like a bit of miscommunication, a bit of like just
He's got one more chance.
Yeah.
But anything else, if there's any other situation that arises with social media and girls and liking pics and following girls
and commenting,
you need to get rid, because
you're out,
because this is just going to go on forever.
Yeah.
And he's never going to stop.
Once is a mistake, twice is their character.
So he's got one
more
chance.
We'll play it like that.
So you need to let him know, like, this is giving me the ick. If this happens again, I'm out the door, because this is just how you are, and I don't want a boyfriend who's like this.
And I take this seriously.
Yeah, and you can pay for my laser fucking tattoo removal sash.
I'll have laser hair removal whilst around.
Yeah, and
I'll get
it all done as well, front, back, and sides.
Short back and sides. Okay, right, last, we've got a story here. Her subject line is, he shit himself.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and I think she means literally.
No shit, mate.
Hi, girls.
I cannot see human poo in
your pants.
In your pants!
I've been with my boyfriend for officially over a year. However, we have been seeing each other for a year and a half. When we met, I had recently got out of a seriously unhealthy relationship and was not really looking for anything with anyone. Mm-hmm. However, we met through my best friend and we started seeing each other occasionally for dates, and we would always go out together in a group. Mm-hmm. Our relationship has been great. However, we started university in September in the same city, and I have found going from seeing each other relatively casually to pretty much every day a huge jump, and it has taken a strain on the relationship.
Okay.
And that we feel more like roommates,
right,
than like romantic so partners.
You've transitioned into like a very comfortable version of your
quite
relationship.
Quickly,
and it is hard to navigate that.
Brian has really done nothing wrong, but I more often feel the desire to be alone and just go out with the girls than see him. Okay. So you're feeling like a bit suffocated.
Yeah.
We recently went away to Italy together.
Gorgeous.
A trip we had planned far in advance.
Ooh,
we bickered
romance
a little bit, but I found it tiring to be with him 24/7 and have no one else to speak to the whole time.
See, it should be the opposite.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it? It should be like, oh, it was so nice spending every day with him. I'm obsessed with him. We had so much fun. He's a best friend to me. We just had so much fun.
Yeah. I've known for a while that Brian has stomach issues.
Oh no, not the cheese in Italy. Not the mozzarella in Italy.
Not the gelato.
Not the gelato going right through him. Oh no. So this isn't going to work. This is not going to work. If you can't come to Italy
our
with me,
our diets aren't compatible,
and consume all the dairy without
shitting
your pants.
he has never made an effort to get diagnosed. So we're not 100% sure what's really wrong with him. Is it a dairy intolerance, a bit of IBS? What is it?
Just uncontrollable bowels.
On our trip to Italy one day, we went out for brunch and afterwards walked around the city.
Yeah.
Brian kept complaining about his stomach. Oh. So we decided to head back home.
Okay.
However, he started running.
No!
He ran off in front of me and I heard him yelling to shopkeepers.
No.
I need a toilet. No! I don't even got a toilet.
No.
I managed to catch up with him and he ran out to me and had literally shit himself.
Because now we're causing a scene now. I couldn't cause the scene. I'd be like, you run. I can't run after you right now.
So he shit himself. You're not himself. With me. You yeah. run. So he I'll shit hang it. Back.
Right. So he's gone to shopkeepers. He shat himself he on shat the street.
He
shat
himself because he couldn't get in a shopkeeper's toilet. I've never been so traumatized.
What colour trousers was he wearing?
She's not sad. Oh. I've never been... There's a picture of him.
Wait, because if it was shorts, it's coming out of the shorts.
It's going down your leg.
Like, and also, if this is diarrhea, it's coming out like water. It's dribbling.
If you're in a loose boxer, it's just falling out the sides.
No. Yeah, if he was it, but it's going to seep straight through the cotton.
I've never been so... Also, it's going to fucking stink.
No, please. You fucking stink. You fucking stink.
Have you shit yourself?
Jump in the sea and just take your clothes off and dump them in the sea and come out naked. Like, I'd rather walk around with a naked man than a guy that's got shit dribbling down his legs into his socks, into his fucking flip-flops, swimming around in a pool in his flip-flops.
Squelching.
Squelching.
I've never been so traumatized from an experience and also lost at what to do. I actually felt like his mum.
Yes!
And I feel
it's like you've got a baby shat himself.
He's got a dirty nappy.
No, but also, like, can he not hanging take care of himself? Is he not fast thinking, I've shit myself, I need to sort this out. This is not your responsibility. What are you meant to do? Lay him down, take off his dirty, sopping
and
wet.
And wipe him clean.
And wipe him with a fucking wipe.
I feel like I just can't look at him in the same way.
I mean, girl, yeah. You were already feeling...
How are you going to have sex with this guy? This is just going to come back to you. I had nobody I could confide in about this, as he's made me promise.
Listen, Brian, this is something we're going to have to laugh at now. We're going to have to tell your friends. I have to tell my friends. You're telling me I've got to come home to my mum and I can't tell my mother and my family.
I genuinely feel like this is something a girlfriend should never have to witness. Yeah. It's been the ultimate ick.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously tainted the rest of our trip and I spent the whole time wanting to be home.
Rest of the tree, you're like, that was fucking disgusting. You actually make me feel sick. Get away from me, you poo monster.
After he eats anything. Oh God, is there a toilet nearby?
Oh, yeah.
Need some adult nappies. Help. I'm not sure if this is something I can get past or if it was the final straw in showing me how I really feel about this relationship. Yeah. This is him.
Oh, can I see him? Oh, no. No, please. Can I just see it up close, please?
Because he also looks like a bit of a poser, like a bit of a cool boy.
You can tell he is so embarrassed by this.
You can see the embarrassment in his soul.
Like, you can see it in his eyes. And it's a shame he can't own it, to be honest.
It's a shame he can't laugh at it as well.
Probably the fact that he is so embarrassed gives you the ick. Because it's like, he should like be calling up his mates, like laughing about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I've had a fucking nightmare.
Let's just laugh it off and I'll try and get past this. But the fact that he's like, this is a secret.
Don't tell anyone.
He's making it worse for himself.
Yeah, he's making it worse.
Listen, you were feeling some Sack type of off. Weird way about him before. You didn't really like him. You weren't even having a good time before
you
the
shitting
incident.
You weren't having a good time.
So I think this is just the cherry on the top.
Yeah.
Tell all your mates. This is an incredible story you've told us. Let's share the world with this incredible story.
Spread the news. Spread the joy.
And maybe while you're breaking up to him, say, go and get tested for lactose intolerance. You need some
IBS.
You need some dairy pills. You need to get this stomach sorted because you should not be running in panic after brunch every time.
God forbid that happened on a first date.
God forbid. Like, he's probably kept... Obviously, he couldn't control it that time. It was the Italian dairy. It was too, you know, the dairy was too pure. Mm. The milk was too whole.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't this, you know.
For his fragile stomach.
For his fragile dairy rejecting stomach. So, yeah, I would say you wanted to end things before. Sack it off. Yeah,
sack it off. You've got the ick now.
You can't look this boy in the eye and not remember that incident and look past it. Yeah, you know, and you don't want to be seeing him naked, you know.
Oh,
absolutely
God.
Not. No. No.
Just
okay, hold on that note.
What a story to tell.
Thanks for sharing. Baby. On that note.
All right, guys.
Should we just round it off there? I feel like...
Yeah, absolutely. No quote.
Should we see?
Come on, let's
got.
Have a quote. Thank you guys for listening. While we look for a quote, remember that we are doing extra girls bathroom episodes every single Monday now as well.
We are.
So if you enjoy the Wednesday episodes and fancy another one throughout the week, you can go to patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
You can indeed.
And we're doing
every Monday. There's an episode on that, and there's a gorgeous group chat where everyone's chatting all the time, and it's so lovely.
It's a really nice community. So it's also the link in the girls bathroom on Instagram, link in that bio if you want to find it, but we'd love to see you on a Monday as well.
Look, this is I've typed in tattoo quotes,
okay,
just get us inspired. I was born to be brave. I wish you were here. Time heals all. Little by little, one travels far. Hell is empty and all the devils
what,
are here.
Is this tattoo inspo?
Yes, right. This is tattoo inspo.
I was confused at
what does that mean. Hell is empty
there.
And all the devils are here. To thine own self be true.
To thine own self be true.
The glory days are ahead. That's quite nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Adventure soul. That's quite nice. I speak fluent sarcasm. That's a good one. Happiness only real when shared. What does that mean? Oh, yeah.
Ah, oh, this is a nice quote.
Yeah.
This is kind of like for girls.
Yeah, go on.
Debating breakups. Actually, this can relate to a lot of things, but I like this. Sometimes the place you are used to is not the place you belong.
Slay. All day. Absolutely.
That is a fantastic quote. 100%. What a fine that was.
100%. Love that.
I love that
Just because
that one.
You're used to something and you're comfortable there.
Doesn't mean it's where
and
you belong.
And you've been there for fucking 4+ years.
Yeah.
Does not mean that.
That's where you belong.
Love that. Okay, ladies.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom and on YouTube.
And no one get any initial tattoos this week.
Yeah, no tattoos this week. Thank you. Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.